Glioblastoma is a form of brain cancer that accounts for about 15% of all brain cancer cases. So what are the current treatment options and what is the long-term outlook of this deadly disease? Here to tell us more is Dr. Greg Canute, a spine and brain tumor specialist and member of Krauss Neuroscience Institute at Krauss Health. Dr. Canute, thank you so much for your time. So let's start here. What is glioblastoma?
Well, glioblastoma is a malignant tumor of the brain that doesn't really spread outside of the brain. It just stays within the brain for all practical purposes. But it's very difficult to treat and has a relatively poor prognosis.
So is this considered to be advanced by the time of diagnosis?
Yes, it is. There are forms of the tumor that can lead up to the tumor that are lower grade, slower growing tumors. But eventually, once it gets diagnosed as a glioblastoma, then it's an advanced, very fast growing form.
So why is this such a difficult cancer to treat then?
The problem is that the tumor that we see on an MRI scan or a CAT scan or what we see visually when we're looking at it, we see a bulk of tumor that we go in to surgically remove. The problem is that the tumor cells can crawl throughout the brain, and that's what happens. And because of that, we're only taking out a portion of the tumor. We're leaving behind those cells that are in the adjacent brain tissue and potentially even on the other side of the brain already by the time of diagnosis.
So this tumor kind of snakes its way through the brain, making it just about impossible for you to completely remove. Is that it?
That's correct. We cannot remove the tumor completely with surgery. And that's why we have to use other therapies such as radiation therapy and chemotherapy to try to kill those remaining cells that are left in the brain.
Now, you mentioned prognosis is generally not good. What is a typical prognosis for someone with glioblastoma?
Well, prognosis is age-dependent, so patients who are younger tend to do better than patients who are older. The best study to date that has come out includes sort of standard radiation surgery, radiation, chemotherapy, followed by actually electrical tumor treatment fields. And that study had an average prognosis of about 2 years.
So with no way to get rid of it, the current treatment options, is the aim then to control it as long as possible?
That's correct. So the goal is to try to, get rid of everything we can see and then keep it away as long as possible.
So then I would imagine treatments kind of focus on palliative care, quality of life, and extending the patient's lifespan for perhaps a few months or even, potentially a year. That's kind of the goal then.
Yeah, a lot of the studies that are done, you're literally looking at months different in survival. It's just a few months usually in survival versus what's already available in terms of treatment options. So we're not talking years, we're usually talking months.
Mm-hmm. So what is the outlook then for this disease? I know there are many experimental therapies and clinical trials. Can you give us some insight into that? What's happening with these trials and the research that's happening to try to find out more about this deadly cancer?
Well, actually, we've made some significant progress in the past 20 years since I've been in practice. When I first started training, the average prognosis was literally, 10 to 12 months. And now we're, out to a couple of years on average. And many patients will do significantly better than that. So there are a lot of new therapies in the pipeline that are being developed in terms of viral therapy, genetic therapy, gene therapy, immunotherapy. And the hope is that one of these is going to really make a significant difference for patients.
I was just going to ask you about immunotherapy. That is an exciting breakthrough nowadays. And I was wondering if there is an application for glioblastoma.
Well, I think there will be, but it hasn't been found yet. So there's a lot of things currently in testing. The problem with the brain compared to the rest of the body is that the brain is immune privileged in that there's not usually big immune responses in the brain like in the rest of the body. And so part of the problem is to try to activate the immune system to actually realize what's going on in the brain so that it can try to attack the tumor cells.
So I'm just thinking about this disease. Is this something that's genetic in nature for people to get glioblastoma, or is it lifestyle, or is it just strike randomly?
Well, most of it is strike randomly. There are a couple of disorders that are pretty rare. That are associated with glioblastomas and give you a higher risk of having a glioblastoma, but most of them just happen sporadically.
Wow, okay. So, and as far as symptoms and things go, what would someone look out for or need to know about?
That's very difficult to answer because since the brain runs everything, essentially people can have almost any kind of symptom. The most common things, however, are just due to pressure effects in the brain. And so people present with headaches, nausea and vomiting from increased pressure in the head, or present with seizure. But really, patients can present with anything. So they can have speech difficulties, they can have weakness or numbness, they can have visual difficulties. So the possibilities in terms of presentation are quite varied.
So I'm not sure how much value this is, but I imagine early detection would help in a cancer like this?
Potentially. If the tumors get too large, they're more difficult to take out and the prognosis is worse. And sometimes the tumors will grow into areas where we as neurosurgeons really don't want to try to go because we're going to probably do more damage than harm. So there are some tumors that are unresectable. For instance, or considered unresectable, that would be tumors that, say, cross from one side of the brain over the other side of the brain. Those are usually just biopsied and then treated with the other therapies like radiation and chemotherapy.
Gotcha. So if you could wrap it up for us, Dr. Knut, what else do we need to know about glioblastoma?
Well, I think we made a lot of progress, like I said, in the last couple of decades, and I hope we're going to make a lot of progress in the next couple of decades, and I think we will. I mean, the therapies unfortunately come by kind of slowly in terms of new therapies. We're averaging about one a decade in terms of things that are new and actually effective for the tumor. But there's a lot of research going on, and then the hope is that, you know, with some additional funding that, you know, we can speed up that research and actually find something that's going to be more effective than we already have.
Well, Dr. Knut, glad to know that there has been progress over the years, and it looks like there will be progress in the future. Thank you so much for your time today. For more information, visit Krause.org. That's Krause.org. I'm Bill Klaproth. Thanks for listening.